when I'm in the privacy of my own four walls playing an instrument, I feel the acoustics of my mind. I am a believer that, in a way, by viewing our bodies as a big resonating chamber, a huge ear, that it allows every single part of that body to participate. When I engage with low-frequency instruments such as bass drums, timpani, the Irish lambeg, so many of the low, low sounds, like a water drum, then you know that a large part of your lower body will be engaged in that sensation. And it's my favourite frequency that I like to be in. It's as though you're diving in to a sea of sound. And literally, it is all around you. Higher sounds are much more challenging to digest. Not so much the digestion of actually feeling something, but because the journey is much quicker and it's more difficult to hang on to that journey, the resonance of the sound through the body, because it is very much up in your scalp or cheekbones, your neck, your breast area, just all the way up. You get that initial ping, initial, and then it goes. It's as though it's a bumblebee that's just flying right past your eyes, and then you don't know where it's gone. The listening of my instruments is very much attached to the audience presence. My sound has to come out of my interior system, so out of the engine that I have, and I have to attach that to the acoustics of my mind, and I have to see the instruments as an extension of my limbs. Connect to sound through my feet. It's extremely sensitive. I roll on my feet a lot when I play, getting up on my tiptoes or on the heels or just roll to the side and so on. You know, partly that's because of the nature, the physicalities of playing percussion, where you have to think vertically and horizontally in your actual movement. But I also feel that there's such a big difference to when I listen with shoes on and when I listen not having shoes on. The whole existence of the body is listening. So you're able to feed the sound through your body, but you're also allowing the imagination not just to come from the upper part of your body, but literally through every limb that you have available.
Thank you.
tuning into a room really starts as soon as you walk in to a venue, because the eyes are immediately soaking up all the information possible. And then, in a way, I find that smell and taste have a big part in just giving you that little bit of information. When there's a kind of pure, clear smell, you feel open and more resonant, rather than somewhere that is quite closed and or quite stuffy or quite oppressive. At the moment, you know, I can look out the window and there's a fairly large tree and it's quite windy outside, and I'm just seeing all those beautiful images of the leaves just swaying in different directions. The branches are going here, there and everywhere. And I look at this, there's probably no sound in this room from the tree, but I'm seeing a loud dynamic out there. And so that, for me, and how it's swaying, will give me a sense of how I would interpret that tree. When we think about listening, and in my case, you know, having gone through the journey of being treated by audiologists, you know, for such a long time, and had so many tests and measurements of hearing, there's still quite a divide between having your hearing measured in a controlled environment to then walking out the door in the real world, and that's a soundscape you have to negotiate. This is what deaf people do, you know, when they're dealing with sound, is connecting all of the other senses to that sound. It isn't a case, well, you can't hear that, and, oh, well, that's a shame. It's not a shame. It's a wonderful opportunity to get everything else stirred up. To find those bridges between one sense and another, because it's really like a cobweb, you know, one can't do without the other. And even if you pull at a bit of the cobweb and it seems to snap, the rest is absolutely as solid as can be. It's right there hanging on, and it's really incredibly powerful, that. So the other senses will absolutely mend that other bit of the cobweb, really. Every single time I pick the instrument up, I just think, now what? And it's just so giving, an instrument. And it's giving, I think, partly because I'm allowing it to give. When you allow all of the limbs to be open and the whole body to be as free as possible, you can almost be that sound. As opposed to trying to work out what that sound is. You can just be the sound, let it go.